The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 277.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you're clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, everyone. This is Dana Wild with the Mind Aware, and welcome. So, you know how we talk a lot about stepping into your celebrity? And it's really hot right now because we're doing a lot around it at the Mind Aware, where the idea is kind of like claiming your space, deciding that you're going to be the known entity in a niche. Well, guess what? I've got the best guest today because he's living and breathing it, although I'm sure it will make him blush just by saying that. You'll see what I mean. This is a perfect example of stepping into your celebrity. I have Mark Podolsky with me, and he is the Land Geek. Hi, Mark.
Dana Wild. Thanks so much for having me. How are you?
Oh, good. It's so good to have you here. You know, it's kind of funny because when we talk about celebrity, it does feel a little weird. You know, it feels, I know myself anyway, it felt like, well, who do I think I am to say, like, I'm the gal in a niche or you're the guy in a niche? And so what was your transformation? Like, how did you finally make that decision to stand up? Because I assume you weren't probably the Land Geek all the time.
No, it's really an interesting story. It's kind of funny. So I'm walking my dog in my neighborhood, and I'm just taking a walk, and I listen to audiobooks all the time. So I'm listening to this marketing audiobook called Attention, This Book Will Make You Money by Jim Cuckrell. It was just like, you know, like the cheesiest marketing book ever. And it's like, you know, one of these typical business books where you kind of get it in like the first 15 pages and it's story after story after story. Well, one of the stories he talks about is how you should brand yourself with a catchy name. He tells a story about this woman that became, you know, the cookie lady or something like that. And I thought, well no one's going to remember Mark Podolsky, right? That's a tough name. But the Land Geek, because I'm geeky and I buy and sell raw land, that would be memorable. So after the walk, I go to my wife and I'm like, I'm going to brand myself the Land Geek, and I'm going to start wearing a bow tie, and I'm going to start doing this.
Did you do the
bow tie too? So if you look at my first YouTube videos, and I have like a whole thing on like, the, you know, how to avoid the three fatal land buying mistakes, and they're cringeworthy videos. I'm just starting, and it's like, so I constantly start doing the Land Geek from day one, wearing a bow tie. In doing it. So I was never Mark Podolsky. I never had to make that transition. I always started as a Land Geek. And to this day, I think it was, you know what's funny? I could actually argue it was the best thing I've ever done because my people are really smart, very process and system oriented like me and geeky. So when we go through our live events, like I had people come to our events and they're like, Mark, I go to real estate seminar. I do like, you know, like I like a self-directed IRA guy. He's like, I go to like 100 of these a year. Your room is the smartest I've ever seen. And it's because of the Land Geek.
It's
so funny. I attract, these smart, geeky people.
You're absolutely right. You have to be careful where you decide to get your celebrity, because you're going to get more people like that. I'm wondering how aware you are of the other things you've done to brand yourself, because you originally did the bow tie thing, but it looks to me now like you've transitioned where you're more authentically who you are. Our audience here on Facebook will be able to see at the time we're recording this that you're walking on a treadmill. And that's kind of your thing. Like, you do that on your episodes, too, because I've been on your show. And
right.
So how did that come about? Like, how did you start to transition into being more of you?
You know, I think in a weird way, it is a very internal evolution of, okay, I'm enough, right? And it took a while because there's a lot of insecurity when I first started. I remember the first live event I did in Vegas. I had people flying from all over the world. I had a guy coming from Australia, and I'd never done one of these things, and I'm talking for 2.5 days straight, and there's no way to prepare for 2.5 days, right? And I remember laying in my hotel room, listening to my heartbeat. I didn't sleep the whole night. And, you know, I got through the first one, and it went really well. And the second one, I slept 4 hours. And now I sleep like a baby. Right? Because, you know, I had to get my reps in. I had to get that confidence that I'm enough. That, you know, people are coming for that information. They're coming to learn about what this model that I teach is all about. And we give them lots of value. And they're appreciative. But, you know, I remember thinking, oh, am I wearing the right shirt? Am I wearing the right shoes? Are people going to judge me? And as soon as I let all that go internally and just kind of like, you know what? I'm going to go out there and do the best I can, and that's it. That's all I'm going to do. It's just the best I can. I'm going to let everything else go. And it took a while to get to that spot, and now I feel great. It's not that I don't care. I do care, but I don't stress about judgment anymore. I really don't. I'm myself. I'm quirky. I'm funny. I drink tons of coffee. I'm a little geeky. I'll say references that people might get, they might not get. And in that sense, it's really the authentic me, but it took a long time to get there, I feel like.
Well, I like what you said because, first of all, best mantra ever, I'm enough. I am enough. Everybody steal that mantra right now because that's a really good one. But I was thinking of kind of almost the message behind the message. What you're saying by I am enough is you're saying, look, they're here to connect with me. That's a transition I've had to go through too, you know, because as a brain teacher, and I've often thought of calling myself the brain geek, by the way, for what it's worth, because I'm
I think
geek,
you should, you know, right? Yeah.
Or dork might even be a little better. you have to start stepping into that idea that, look, they're here because they want to hear the way I train mindset. And it's okay just to be me and be who I am and be my authentic self. And it's almost like it's a reverse branding exercise. You no longer think of it as branding. What happens is you start to just become more and more yourself, and you start to reveal more of who you are to your audience, right? Just like the drinking coffee or the walking on the treadmill. Do you have any comment on that first?
Well, I think nobody can be Dana Wilde better than Dana Wilde. So once you embrace that and you stop trying to emulate other people, right? You know, I'm never going to be John Stamos or, you know, some other great, you know, speaker or whomever it is, or, you know, I'm not going to be that. Like, but
do
no
you have
one
a
can
man crush on John Stamos. I just have to ask, cuz I swear his name came up when I was on your show too.
my daughter is watching that Netflix show now, and so like it's in the house.
Right.
So, look, I'm not afraid to admit he's a good-looking guy. He's aged well. The years have been good to John Stamos. So I'll never be John Stamos, but that's okay. He'll never be me. And no one can outdo being me, right? So in that sense, like, there's no competition, right? There's only one Dana Wilde.
Well, that's it. You eliminate the competition when you, and this is why I keep using the term step into your celebrity. And what I really mean is be fully who you are. And I think, you know, everybody has a different process or why they don't do it. And for me, it was about really trying to please everybody, trying to be just myself and not trying to keep everybody happy. Because when you just please yourself. You end up with a room full of smart land geeks because they're all just, you know, like you are. They're basically attracting people who are like you, which is what I do too. I've got a million questions for you, Mark, but I'm going to take a quick break and I want to make sure that you know how to connect with him. This is Mark Podolsky, by the way. I'm Dana Wild with the Mind Aware Show. He is the Land Geek, which, of course, his website's thelandgeek.com. Isn't it nice to have a branding name like that? And I'll tell you something. He's going to do right by the Mind Aware audience. If you send an email to support@thelandgeek.com, he's going to just give you the whole $97 passive income launch kit. Just so any Mind Aware listener, write to support@thelandgeek.com, and you will get the $97 passive income launch kit. We will be back in 1 second. And when we come back, I'm going to ask Mark if he has any mindset breakthroughs that he had to go through to really step up into being the Land Geek and how you can apply that to you. Okay, so sit tight. We'll be right back.
What's going on with you? You seem so up all the time, and your business is on fire. What are you doing?
I started Train Your Brain U. It's the only program for entrepreneurs that addresses mindset and business growth strategies. The idea behind the program is that when you feel good, you act great, and it's awesome. You can check it out at trainyourbrainu.com, and that's trainyourbrainu, the letter U. .com.
Is it expensive? Seriously, it's like you're a whole different person.
It's only $1 a day, and you get all the latest tools to help you stay positive and grow your business. You would love it.
Where do I go again?
TrainYourBrainU.com. That's TrainYourBrainU, the letter U, .com. Check it out today.
Hi, this is Dana Wild, and welcome back to the Mind Aware Show. We're having a really interesting conversation about stepping into your celebrity. You know how we talk about that all the time and really kind of claiming your name and claiming your space and claiming your celebrity. And so I have the best example ever because I have Mark Podolsky here, and he is talking to us about how he became the Land Geek. He claimed it. You know, he jumped right in and became the Land Geek. And by the way, as a Mind Aware listener, you're going to want to grab his gift, write support@thelandgeek.com, and you are going to get his $97 passive income launch kit. Just tell him you're a listener of the Mind Aware, support@thelandgeek.com. Get that $97. That's a huge gift. That's pretty nice. Thank you, Mark. That's really awesome. You
know, that's how I roll, Dana.
It is how you roll. I love that. It's only because you're a geek, and you know we love geeks.
Yeah.
It's geek to geek. So the thing I wanted to talk with you about, because I think people wonder, like, what kind of a mindset shift do I have to take place to say, like, I'm the one, or I'm claiming the space, or I'm going to say, like, I mean, there's so many, like, I'm the queen of systems, or I'm the... How do you do that with a straight face, you know?
Well, I mean, I think you've got to, first of all, have a little street cred, right? So, you know, I've been buying and selling land full-time since 2001. So I have some street cred before I actually started, you know, branding myself a land geek, right? Like, you just can't go out and be like, okay, I'm going to grab this space. I mean, you've got to have some depth of knowledge first.
Yeah. So, you have to actually be good at what you do.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, what's interesting about that is that you don't have to be the best in the world at it either. Like, you just have to be good enough, right? So you've got to have some street cred. I think the definition of an expert is somebody that knows more than you, right? So have some street cred, have that mindset that, hey, I know more than this person. In that sense, I am an expert to them. And then embrace it. And then keep learning and keep growing. As long as you stay one step ahead, you're fine. That's all you have to do.
It's like the third grader teaching the kindergartner. You still know, you know, it doesn't matter right. If you're the best. So we use the example all the time, Mark. You'll like this. I always say, do you think Dr. Phil is the best psychologist in the country? You know, he's not the best. But
no
he's
way.
A celebrity in his niche, you know, in what he does.
Exactly. Exactly. So that's such a good example. So, yeah, so he's staying just ahead of his audience, right? Dr. Phil, he's not the best in the world, right? But he took it. He took it and ran with it. And you can see that in so many different areas of life. You know, I think a great example is just in entertainment, right? Where, you know, Madonna is a great example. Not the strongest singer, not the best dancer, but she took Madonna, and she, what a career she's had just being Madonna, right?
Just claimed it,
not the most talented at all.
Yeah, and actually that is a really good example because it's an example really of just being you, just being who you are and getting paid for it. And that's what it's about. I was talking like with Oprah, you know, Oprah, people could say she gets paid for interviewing, but the reality is she can just say, oh, hey, I lost weight using Weight Watchers. You should too. And people pay her for that, you know? So it's really interesting, this concept of celebrity. You know, people are listening and they're thinking like, okay, you know, I can do this. Mark's convinced me. I can do this. I can pick a name for myself and I can step up. He did it from day one and I may not wear the bow tie, but I'm going to still step up and own my space. What would you say would be the first step to really coming up with a clever branding name?
Well, I think you need to really embrace who you are and then come up with a name based on who you are and like who you want to attract, right? So you're the brain geek, I'm the land geek. And we'll attract those types of people. Seth Godin's got a great quote that you'll find that you'll start attracting your community. And you're either going to love them or you're going to hate them. So you might as well love them from day one and consciously attract the people that you know you're going to love. So the fatal flaw, obviously, is trying to be all things to all people. And all of a sudden you'll find that you're, oh, gosh, you know, why do I keep attracting these people, right? So you'll find that. And I think that you've got to find some category, some niche, something that you can own, right? If there's not a, make your own category.
Yeah, it's true. I like all of that. And I love what you said about the fatal flaw, about being all things to all people, because we get more and more experience and more confidence as we go along. And in hindsight, you know, for myself anyway, I can look back and go like, oh man, I was really just trying to pander to too many people. And it's so much nicer to niche down and really be clear about who my audience is. And it's something everybody can do today, right?
Oh, I mean, absolutely. In fact, I would argue that they have to do it today because the economy is so fragile in the sense that technology and computers are going, you know, huge swaths of the economy are going to go away, right? I mean, we're going to have self-driving cars soon. Well, if we have self-driving cars, if you're in, you know, the auto industry and you make a living with anything in that industry, it's going to go away. I mean, hundreds of thousands of jobs. So you have to start branding yourself today because it's the only thing you can really own in this world, right? Buy your domain today.
Yeah, good time to be an entrepreneur, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, we all have to be entrepreneurs now. Yeah, I mean, even if you've got a full-time job, get your side hustle going now.
Yeah, there you go. I love it. Absolutely. Awesome, Foss. Very good. Mark, any parting shot before we say goodbye?
Dana, I just want to thank you. I've been working on my mantras. Things are going well.
You're rocking those mantras.
I'm rocking the mantras. Right? And I love it. So I would say that, you know, people need to just be themselves. And I know it's a glib thing to say. It's like, well, of course I'm going to be myself. But it's hard. It's hard to kind of let go of what you think other people are going to want and judge or, you know, let go of emulating somebody that you look up to, right? You can take pieces of them, but be yourself. It's hard. It's harder. It's easier said than done, honestly. And so in that sense, be a good parent to yourself. Take it easy on yourself. You know, you're not going to be Dana Wilde from day one. You're not going to get in front of a microphone and be comfortable and, you know, in front of a camera from day one. Embrace the suck, right? It's a journey.
Where were you when I started? Embrace the suck. That would have been a good mantra.
That's a great mantra.
Am I right?
Yeah. Embrace the suck. You're not going to be great from day one, but you will get better.
I'm totally getting a bumper sticker. Well, isn't that fun? Don't we love Mark? Remember, send Mark an email at support@thelandgeek.com. $97 passive income launch kit. support@thelandgeek.com. You know, it's really an interesting business, isn't it? It was so generous of him to come on here and talk about branding himself, but it's an interesting business, land. I mean, maybe we'll have to have him come back and talk about the whole deal-making, buying and selling of land, because what an interesting way to make money, an easy way, too, with regards to not having all those extra hassles that you've got.
Dana, it's the best. I have a podcast called The Best Passive Income Model. The Art of Passive Income Model podcast and the Land Geek podcast, so they can learn all about it.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
So go check him out. That's what I'm saying. And follow what he says today, you know, because he's right. You know, it takes some time and it takes some intention, but you can start now. And in fact, you should start now. Why not? Because you're already you. So you're already you. You might as well start stepping into it more and more, because that's what stepping into your celebrity really is. Getting to be more of you and getting paid for it. Because that's how we like it here at the Mind Aware. Make your money from being happy and get paid for being you. And this is a perfect example. Start today by just embracing who you are. Talk nicely to yourself. And remember, always keep those mantras flowing. We'll see you next time on the Mind Aware Show.
Gratitude, I think, is the greatest thing for moving you up the emotional scale.
And happy speaks to opportunity.
I can do whatever I want. It's my life.
What would wake us up every morning with so much juice?
I had such passion and I could see this vision.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day. And for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry, with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.